Hey, salon owners and solo artists, are you interested in learning how to build a solid hair extension business? One that fills your book with your dream client, fills your bank account, and fills your soul? If marketing isn't your strength and you need help refining your business strategy, be sure to check out the link in the show notes to learn about upcoming workshops all about doubling your extension business and skills through marketing and techniques. Can't wait to see you there. Hey friends, you're listening to the Beauty Business Game Changer Podcast, a podcast for beauty industry providers and business owners that are wanting to level up their game to create a profitable career and rewarding lifestyle. I'm Jennifer Alvarez, salon owner, educator, serving 20 years as a licensed cosmetologist, and I'm here to make an impact in your life and career. As creative entrepreneurs, we need education that empowers us and raises the industry standards. My mission is to give sound business advice and share inspiring stories that help you reach your goals and to dream bigger. Welcome to your Beauty Business Game Changer. Hey friends, welcome back to the Beauty Business Game Changer Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Alvarez. Today, I'm so excited. First of all, to just be back at podcasting on a regular basis. This is my passion project, and I'm just so excited and thankful that you are here. And in this episode, I wanted to get into branding and marketing because, one, I feel like this is my jam. I love this topic. I could be speaking about this and the beauty industry all day long. So if you don't know by now, we do have a private free Facebook group. And upon entering, there's a few questions about what you are hoping to gain from this group and want to learn. So I first want to thank everyone who's a part of that Facebook community. I love you. Thank you so much for being a part of that. I really wanted to create this particular platform for you to contribute, whether you have questions about how do I get started, or if you are just looking for different ideas, whether it's designs or marketing or branding like we're talking today. It is a platform where there are no egos. It is all about let's just share and really be a community. Really having social media to be social. So thank you all for being a part of that group. If you're not a part of that group, in the show notes, there's a link that you can join. And upon joining, there are a couple of questions that you need to answer before coming in. So in this group, it is mostly salon owners and solo artists, and possibly those who are dreaming of wanting to have their own business. So you know, there are a few things. If you're a stylist working at a salon, that is amazing. And there are personal responsibilities similarly to a salon owner or solo artist that has a list of responsibilities when it comes to marketing and branding. And each role is necessary for personal and professional growth. So I just wanted to share a few questions that I saw quite a few on repeat that I thought, hey, let's just talk about this on the podcast because clearly people have questions about it. So some of the questions were about marketing and gaining clientele. Someone asked, I would like to learn about how to post more engaging marketing content. We had another person ask about marketing to build a clientele. Again, these are questions on repeat. And then another one was how to market, brand, and gain clientele. So thank you for everyone who has asked those questions. And yes, clearly it's exciting to know that marketing contributes to gaining clientele. So both employee and business owner need to be marketing and branding themselves. The reality is that we consistently need to attract and retain clients. So what do I mean when I say this? Well, we have a continuous flow of new clients and repeat business. And if you follow me on Instagram, I hope you do, Jennifer Jade Alvarez, you will see that I posted some interesting visual graphics as I'm addressing marketing your business. And we know that industry-wide, that when a guest visits your salon, that typically they're 30% likely to return. And if percentages are not your thing, and you have what they say on social media now, girl math, I hate that. But anyways, if 10 people come into your salon that are new, it's likely that only 3 of those people come back to see you. And that really stinks, and it's pretty scary to think that. So, but you know what? I believe that we have the power to influence this percentage or this number to be higher. And I believe that we should be making a better impression, an effort on wanting to keep them. I mean, in my mind, I would say we really need to have at least 50% of those people returning. Otherwise, it's an indication something's wrong. Something's wrong in our business, whether it's our skills or our personality, our professionalism, or are we marketing to wrong people? Like, there is something wrong if this number is really low. You know, we also know that customers move. Maybe they're on a different budget change, whether they lost their job or changed jobs, or now maybe they're a stay-at-home mom or a single mom. Like, life changes, and or maybe they decide they just want to try a new stylist or salon. My point is that it's not a guarantee that a customer is going to stay with you forever, which is why we have to constantly be marketing ourselves. So here's some facts that I want you to know. Returning customers spend 67% more than new customers. Well, that's really exciting news. That's great news, which means we got to retain these clients because we want people to spend more with us, right? When we say we don't want to work harder, we want to work smarter, this is what I'm speaking about right now. Acquiring a first-time customer can cost 5 to 25 times more as retaining an existing one. So I don't want to spend more. I want to save money and I want to make more, and I hope that you do as well. So let's start here. So if you want to get a head start in your career, let's ask these questions, okay? One, what do you want to be known for? Like, when someone thinks of you, they're ultimately going to think bridal artist, extension artist, lash artist. Like, what do you want to be known for? Make it your thing. Right? Question number 2, how do you want your clients to feel when they interact with your brand? How do you want them to feel? You want them to feel beautiful, sassy, relaxed. What do you want them to feel? And question number 3, what is the number one thing that you do that your audience needs, that your competition doesn't provide them? You know, there is that saying of put your blinders up, and it's basically meaning don't compare yourself to others, right? Putting your blinders up meaning I don't want to be looking so closely at what everyone else is doing, because what happens is we start to mimic those other companies or people. Because we think, oh, they must be doing everything right and everything's perfect for them. They must be making a lot of profit and taking all the vacations. And so you start to do exactly what they do, and now you're not different. So what is that number one thing that you do that your audience needs, audience meaning customers, that your competition doesn't? So it's like, yes, one part of me is saying, look at your competition and say, what are they doing that's missing? And the other part of me is saying, don't look too closely at them, because you don't need to be them. There doesn't need to be another one of them. There only needs to be one of you. So what is the difference between branding and marketing? Because these are 2 different things and they're both essential to have. So let's look at that. Branding is who you are. And marketing is how you build awareness. So branding is defined as what are people saying about your business? And marketing is the term used to describe anything that connects your customers with your products and your services. Now, branding is where we build that trust and that loyalty. And before we can start the creation of your brand and marketing, we need to create market research. So market research focuses on knowing your customers. What are their needs? What are they asking for? What are they demanding? Along with that competition analysis. So who needs or wants what you have to offer? And sell the problem you solve, not the product you have. Let me say that again. You want to sell the problem you solve, not the product you have, right? So for instance, for hair extensions, you're selling the problem. So problem, thin hair. Hair that doesn't grow, right? Everyone says that. Hair that doesn't grow. Flat hair. Non-dimensional hair. Like, what are the problems that you can solve as a hair extension artist? Or like a lash artist would say, you know, you've got short lashes, or they're straight, they point downward, they're weak, or they're not full. So sell that problem, not the product you have. Understanding your target market will help you to be able to create better content, because when you're talking to everyone, you're talking to no one. And I find that so many people are unsure of what content to put out there when it comes to social media. Now, social media marketing is a really great way, if you're behind the chair especially, of connecting with your potential clients and your current customers, right? You hope, I'd hope so, that your current customers are following you on Instagram. And maybe you offer maybe five or more services, but maybe they only receive one service with you and they don't realize or know that you're capable of providing other services for them. Are you talking about those other services that you offer? This is about maximizing the amount of that customer lifetime value. How much are they going to be spending with you for that whole year, right? Why not get them to spend all of their beauty budget with you? So marketing, it's about attracting new customers and working towards increasing sales by deciding how, when, and where to promote the brand. Marketing is how you share your brand with your target audience. So marketing is the perfect way that you can build brand awareness. It creates better visibility. You can generate leads this way. It creates search engine optimization. It creates, you can market promotions or special offers. It's about your advertisement. There's a plethora of reasons why marketing is beneficial. My good friend Katie always tells me that marketing solves 80% of your problems in business, and I 100% agree with her. So one of the main expenses in acquiring a new customer is marketing. I mean, how much money are you spending right now in marketing? I know as a salon owner, I do put a lot of my money percentage into my marketing bucket. And I do that strategically because I am looking at my KPIs. I'm looking at my return on my time, return on my investment to see what is actually generating more revenue. Hey friends, I just need to stop for a moment to give a shout out to our sponsor of the podcast. If you don't know by now, I am super passionate about marketing and business growth. I came across a company called Maya. Maya is a client recruitment and marketing software for the beauty industry. The amount of new clients that have booked appointments to my salon has increased by 20% since I joined. Maya used proprietary matching technology to ensure you get clients you love, who spend more, and stay longer. And guess what? My team recognizes when new clients book with them through Maya because they say it feels natural and it was easier to serve them, sell retail, and rebook the client. I am proof this platform will drive more of the right clients to your business. I want to invite you to join Maya and see how this incredible technology can help grow your business. Click on the link in the show notes and use my code JA2FREE. That's JA2FREE to receive 2 months free subscription when you join. Visit joinmaya.com today. And between social media ads, Google ads, maybe magazine ads, different review platforms, memberships or subscriptions, basically anywhere your target market is at that you want to be visible to or build that brand awareness, create that visibility, generate those leads, right? You're going to be investing your money or time or attention into those platforms for marketing. Now, let's pivot here to branding. So there's brand identity, and then there is your brand. So brand identity, this is what people feel about your company. It promotes your mission, your value of business. And a brand identity is made up of what your brand says and what your values are and how you communicate about your services or products and what you want people to feel when they interact with your company. So essentially, your brand identity is the personality of your business and your promise to your customers. So brand image, brand, and brand identity are all a little bit different. So brand identity is really, it encompasses your color, logo, font, your voice, your tagline. And even if you are a stylist behind the chair at a salon, you can still create this brand identity on your social media platform. That is, if your salon allows that, which I hope that they do. But it's a recognizable look and feel that people buy into. Like, how often are you scrolling on social media and you might see an advertisement pop up? And before even looking at the content of it or even who posted it, you know, right? You know who it is because they have that same look and feel about it that you can just say, oh, I know that this is Coach. I know that this is Coca-Cola. I know that this is Nordstrom. Like, you identify those brands because you're familiar with how it looks and feels. And we can create this as well, which is really a beautiful thing. Your brand image is about what you stand for, your reputation, your beliefs, the impression, the emotion behind that brand. You know, this could be your passion for maybe a cleaner environment or your passion for a specific charity or reasons behind being in the industry. And then your brand core is your mission, your values, and your vision. I think we all could agree that customers tend to buy from brands they trust. So this is why it takes a lot more effort to convert a new customer than a loyal one, right? Because new customers are like, can I trust you? Because they're just getting to know you. I wanted to also speak about the unique sales position. And what this means is there's three parts to it. It's what your competition does well, what your business does well, and what the customer wants. So how do you stand out in this saturated market? When you are marketing your business and creating your brand, how are you being unique to your competition? And what is something that your customer wants that you're able to offer? Now, competition only exists, though, if we're doing the same thing as everyone else. There was a interesting test that happened, and I might have spoken about this before, but I thought it was just so interesting of how they were testing out how much soda was purchased from one vending machine. So it was a Coca-Cola machine, and the Coca-Cola machine sold $100. Well, then they decided to put a Pepsi machine right next to it. And so what do you think happened? Do you think that the Coca-Cola machine sold $50 versus the $100 now that there's something right next to it? No, in fact, the opposite happened. Both machines generated $200. So competition is a good thing, right? We just got to make sure that we stand out and do it better. So this all starts, though, with that great guest experience, right? So attracting and retaining. It starts with your first impression. Now, you can have your first impression generated by your marketing and your brand, right? When you look at a brand, don't you almost think to yourself, what type of experience are you going to have? Or kind of get a sense of, like, is this going to be what looks good for me, right? Like, if you see something of neon colors, graffiti, and just punk or wild, you're going to kind of get this first impression of, I'm going to get something really edgy and unique from this place. Versus if there was script fonts, maybe softer pastels, you might think, okay, I'm going to get a very classic shaped bob at this place. I don't know. I'm just trying to paint a picture in your mind of, people are looking at your brand and already thinking about what experience they're going to have because of that. You know, I do believe that when it comes to the guest experience and that guest gets in your chair or on your table for the very first time, it's all about your presentation of how is your room or your station set up? Are the towels folded? Is hair swept off of the floor? Is your mirror clean? Is your chair clean or table clean? You know, I know that we get busy sometimes, but sometimes we get so comfortable we forget about this, and we forget that we have a new guest that's never experienced anything that we had to offer, and that's their first impression is dirtiness or disorganized. They think in their mind you're chaotic and that you're going to speed through their service because you're so busy and you don't pay attention to details. So first impression is how everything is looking, our environment. In addition to, how do we look? Is our hair and our makeup done? If you look like a hot mess express, believe me, your guest is thinking that they're going to probably end up looking the same. This is why I always say, like, you need to dress to impress, always. Not only just for your first impression, but to hold yourself up to a higher standard of a professional, right? Everybody wants to be six figures, right? Well, what do you think makes six figures? You wearing biker shorts? I cannot stand how this industry has made it the norm of, oh, you can just express yourself through how you dress. Yes and no. I think that, you know, fashionable professional is our industry. But to look like a slob or you rolled out of bed does not speak very good of how people perceive you. That's just my opinion. Maybe it's unpopular. I don't care. I'm saying it anyways because I think that those who dress and look for the of what they want to make in their career, those are the ones that make it, right? And then your consultation. What does your dialogue look like? How much time are you spending with that guest for their first visit, their second visit, the third visit? This is where you make a great first impression. I think retention, that guest coming back, really holds to what that consultation experience is like. Because if there was a great consultation, then the expectation of the finished service is going to be spot on, and you've exceeded their expectation, and they will return because of that. You know, what can you do different in your offer or your guest experience? What is going to make you different and stand out from the mass, the saturated market, everyone who's a specialist, everyone who's an expert? What can you do different? Now, we have to think about three different things. We have to think about purpose. Your purpose is the people you help and the problems you solve. And your position, what makes you different and unique? And of course, where the profit's at is the solution that you provide. You know, the success rate of selling to a customer you already have is 60 to 70%, while the success rate of selling to a new customer is 5 to 20%. It's easier to sell already to a customer you have, which is my point of marketing, you know, even something simple such as like one of your add-on treatments, like a conditioning treatment or an enhancement menu. If you already have a customer that have that traction of that know, like, and trust, why are you not upselling them? You should be upselling every single customer. It's the easiest thing to do. And if we know true, the statistics are telling us that 60 to 70% of customers you already have will purchase, you know, then why aren't we doing that? It's going to be so much harder for a new customer, but we need to put even more effort into that first impression with that customer. Okay, so the bottom line here is that, yeah, we need to focus on both retaining existing customers and attracting new customers. And we do that through branding and marketing. And we have to make sure that we're tracking our numbers regularly so that it can guide us when we're falling short or off track in our business growth and success. So when customers are coming in, we really want to know, okay, if you're a new client, did you come and see me again within 3 months? Because traditionally, if you don't see them back in 3 months, then you most likely have lost them. They're not going to return to you. And even your existing guests as well. We should be retaining those customers at a 75 to 85%. So it's okay to lose some. We're going to lose some regardless as we're increasing prices throughout the year or years. So we need to make sure that we're tracking this, because what happens if we look at our KPIs, our key performance indicators, and we say, oh, okay, so I saw in this past quarter, with 3 months, I saw 25 new clients. And of those 25 new clients, in the next quarter, only 4 of them came back? That makes me sick to my stomach, right? How many times have you posted? How many times have you done a thorough signature consultation? Only 4 people out of 25 came back? There's a huge problem. There's a huge problem, and I think too often we're not focusing on this reality, and then we're saying, oh, I'm going to spend more money on my marketing. Well, what is your return on investment? Why are you spending more money on marketing if you can't even retain a client? You know, and this could be technical skills that we need to work on. We need to grow our education of, like, how are we doing these techniques? You know, I think that, you know, I've been in the industry since 2002. I constantly am learning. And even though I'm not behind the chair anymore, I still watch videos. I still am taking classes, spending money on classes, because I want to learn and still be the best that I can be, because there's always something new that you can learn. You know, if you're seeing a high percentage of new clients and they're not returning, we need to look at our skill level. And we also need to look at, okay, well, how much are we charging here? If you're charging a premium, your skills better be on point. You should not have hardly any redos in on your books, and you should be seeing a return on your investment of, if you're investing in your education, that you're seeing an increase in clientele and repeat client. We need to look at our environment, right? How are we dressed? How we present ourselves? Our dialogue? How does our station or our room look like, right? It should be pristine. And what does this customer experience look like? Did you know, this is so fascinating to me, statistics show an increase in your customer retention, meaning if customers are like saying, hey, you're amazing, I'm going to come back and see you, that by 5%, like if 5% of more people are being retained, that can lead to you or your salon, if you're a salon owner, your company's profits can grow by 25% to around 95% over a period of time when you are focused on this. And what does that mean to you? I hope it means more money, because it does. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and have been able to receive a message that will help you grow and build your business. My goal is to help you transform your business and self to create a career that supports your life. So if you like this episode, and I hope that you did, I would love if you left this podcast a review. Please, this helps me know that you are enjoying these podcasts, and even leave some topics that you'd love for us to share. And share this on Instagram as well with your beauty besties. So I'm honored to be a part of your beauty business, and I hope that this has been your dose of a game changer.